Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
What do you irrationally hate? Get some phone calls in a moment. I don't like that guy that tries to break world records. Well, he doesn't try, he does it. He has 350 world records and seems to be a motivational speaker that a lot of people like, according to his website. As opposed to those people who put up websites about their own public speaking and they're like, everyone hates me, don't book me. This person from Tennessee, I irrationally hate when people tell me to have a blessed day. Do not tell me what to do. From the 508, I hate Connecticut and all of their drivers.
Oh, wow. Wow. State.
I get angry when I see people wearing masks in the car by themselves. That is a little confusing, but, you know, doesn't bother me.
But it's irrational.
It is.
They know it doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
it is irrational. Personalized license plates.
Oh, I hate those too.
Your stupid plate means most of the time, and you paid extra for it.
My wife hates them too.
Really?
Every time we pass a car, the personalized plate, she's like, audible groan.
John in Buffalo, I hate people. Hate! Irrationally so. The people that need to back into a parking space.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Why?
It makes sense to back into a parking space, not to hate them.
It does. It does. Especially depending on what you're driving.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah, driving a regular car, pulling in forward is super easy. But a bigger vehicle, like a Suburban or a full-size pickup, it is easier to back in. Think about how a forklift operates, why it steers from the back. So you're basically doing the same thing, but with a truck. It's just it's easier because you're using them as...
Wouldn't that just make it more difficult on the opposite end?
Mm-mm. No. I'm telling. Well, here's.
You said that like there would be a follow up.
No,
like, and here's the reason.
Here's the thing.
It's because he said so.
Uh-uh.
It's not a problem if you're in a really big parking lot where the space, like the rows, are far apart, but where they're tighter, if you pull in, and then somebody else pulls in behind you, it can be really hard to back out and then turn. Especially if somebody parks next to you and they're a little too close.
No, it's not.
It is. It is.
I'm just giving you the same argument back that you gave me.
No, but I'm giving you a reason. I'm telling you, explaining the reason to you.
No.
As somebody who has driven all sizes of vehicles.
Yes, Steve, have you driven all sizes of vehicles? You only drive girl cars.
Yeah. I drive big and little.
I do. Steve, you haven't daily driven large vehicles. You don't live with them day to day. I'm telling you, it makes a ton of sense. And everybody who has a big vehicle will back me up on that.
I drive a garbage truck.
You drive a truck that is garbage. Difference.
I hate it. I hate this argument so much.
It's annoying. Yeah. Is it the you don't know how to drive because you didn't drive what
I drive? It's just that there's... Because if you say it's easier to do it one way, then that means when you're backing out, then that would be more difficult, but you won't admit to that.
No, but I'm telling you, physically, it does make sense. You would have to do it every day to, I think, start to pick up on it. I do. I don't mean that to sound condescending.
I'd like to hear you say it without it sounding condescending.
But when you back into a spot, you can feather the vehicle between two cars very easily.
I've never feathered a vehicle.
Because think about how a forklift operates. They put the turning wheels on the back. So you're doing the same thing by backing in. You're now making the front end much more maneuverable.
You don't think they put the back wheels on the back because the front is where the load is lifting, and if the front turned, it would ram into the things on the side? You think it's just because they want to be able to back the forklift into a parking spot?
No, if you were to back up, if you were to use the back wheels as steering wheels all the time, it would be incredibly unstable. It would be wildly unstable.
This text, all in caps, it's all about the pivot point.
It is. Thank you. It is. It is. You wouldn't want to drive like that all the time. It's the same reason. Go to a grocery store and push a shopping cart backward and tell me it's easier. It's not. However, when you're backed into a spot that is easier to get out, I'm telling you, it is a billion times easier to get
Steve,
out of the parking spot.
What if there was a shopping cart on a forklift filled with dynamite?
You guys can do dumb voice all the time, but that's not a good counter-argument. That's just you being willfully obtuse about something you don't understand. And Free Beer, I know you do understand, because you do the same thing. You back in your stupid excursion every day because you know it's easier to get out.
I have an expedition.
Whatever.
I'm a car guy. I know you're not. But as someone who drives a large vehicle a lot, I do back it in because it's just easier. I like it. Mm-hmm. But also, I can pull it in forward because I'm an excellent driver, and I can park it either forward or backwards. Mm-hmm. So I'm not married to it. Like at the airport, I'll just pull in. Because usually by the time I'm back, all the spaces on the other side are gone. I just right out.
Yeah, because everybody's gone. You just said it's easier because nobody's there.
But I can
pull it in.
If
no one's there, then it's super easy.
I just think I look cooler.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
I irrationally hate that.
I'm certainly
like
much
your
more
explanation
prepared.
Longer than the explanation of pivot points and forklifts.
I know I'm more prepared to bug out. If the S hits the fan, out of there a lot faster than you idiots.
Both, and we look cool doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everyone would be looking at me backing out of the spot. Look at that nerd.
Idiot. But okay, boomer.
And that guy doesn't understand forklifts.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you even pivot point, bro?
Yeah, do we even know, like, the fulcrum?
Boy, a lot of people crying about how hard it is to drive their big trucks. Maybe don't buy one if you can't handle the meat.
Talk to the man who knows how to handle meat.
Steven joins us. Hi, Steven. What do you irrationally hate?
Hi. So I irrationally hate breakfast restaurants. So I live in Grand Rapids. There's a lot of places like Real Food and His House. They always have the longest lines for absolutely no reason when you want to go, and they're only open for like 4 hours. So you have to you're forced to wait in line if you want to just get pancakes. Now there's another reason why I hate breakfast restaurants. And that is because of the deals. So you can get, like I said, pancakes. You get like 12 stack of pancakes for $5. But I prefer to get a waffle. Now you're going to pay more than that. You're going to pay like $12 for one waffle, and that's all you get. And I think they really need to reevaluate their sales pitches for waffles. Or for waffle people like me.
I'm fascinated by the fact that you say I have to stand in line for no reason. I think you do stand in line for a reason. It's because other people also want to eat breakfast at that time.
At the place that you're trying to go that's too busy because other people like it. And you're like, they're bad at their job.
You shouldn't be irrationally angry at the restaurant. You should be irrationally angry at other people who want the same thing as you.
But I get it, Steven. It doesn't take that long to cook a flapjack. It doesn't take that long to crack an egg and fry an egg up. Am I waiting an hour and a half for breakfast? And I, a fellow waffle person, fully understand this. It's the same batter.
It should be the same price.
Yeah, but it's better. I think the only reason they do it is because they burn their little fingers with the waffle maker.
And did you say a 12 stack of pancakes?
Yeah,
that's a lot of pancakes. Normally it's like three.
Well, they also do like all you can eat pancakes, and you're still going to pay more for just one waffle.
Yes, I know. And then pancakes will come with like three eggs, a side of bacon, and then like a couple high fives along the way. And then meanwhile, it's just the waffle.
Just a lonely waffle.
These places have menus. You can get different stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to get those two items.
I know we're talking about irrational hate, but this is irrational.
Yeah, I didn't realize that inflation had hit the waffle market so hard.
Yeah, you get 12 pancakes for the price of one waffle?
You did know this because my friend back in Georgia was the pancake smuggler, remember?
That's right.
He went to prison for black market pancake mix.
He did hard time for that.
And then he
felt the need to reach out to you and apologize.
Yeah, for his life choices. And I was like, what are you, a pedophile? And he goes, no, I'm a pancake smuggler.
Because he was stuffing Bisquick.
Yeah, he really was.
Steven, thank you, man.
I enjoyed your
embrace of this.
Yeah.
This text. You guys have pissed me off a lot with a lot of your points of view over the years.
Yeah.
But this gang up on Hot Wings about parking has me thinking about dumping you.
Oh no.
Come on, stick around for me, man.
You've just been pissed because you're going back and forth in a parking lot. You can't get out like Austin Powers in a hallway.
Yeah.
I've been here for a month.
I'm going to break up with you because you're mad about parking.
I will always be your voice friend.
Edgar joins us. Hi, Edgar. What are you mad about? What do you irrationally hate?
So kind of like John from Buffalo, I have a driving pet peeve too. I contract for Amazon. I run packages and I run Whole Foods.
Okay.
So I'm on the road a lot and I see a lot of idiocy. Let me tell you, I could tell you a million stories. But the one thing that really pisses me off is at a four-way stop and it's clearly somebody's turn to go and they sit there and they're waving you on like they're doing you a favor.
Yes, I hate that.
Yes.
In fact, one time I was loaded with packages. And there was this guy, and it was like 15, 20 seconds between this, no, you go, no, you go. So what I did, I threw on my flashers. I marked as a delivery vehicle. I drive my own car. I got out of my car, pretended to start looking through packages and tell me when. And I swear to God, it was another 30 to 40 seconds before he actually went.
Well done.
Your commitment to that is amazing.
Yeah, there's an order of operations.
Yeah.
You learn it at driving school.
Yeah.
I thought, and
go in the order that you get there.
Conversely, yeah. I'm with you on that one. Also irritating is when you're very clearly first, someone pulls up after you and then they wave to take credit for you getting to go first. You are not helping anyone. Yeah. You are a stolen valor usurper.
I actually had to last week, it took 15 seconds where someone was trying to wave me through and I'm like, I can't see. You have to go. Because it was a highway, so there's two lanes coming and a turn lane, and so it's, you know, four-lane divided highway. So I'm in the turn lane, they're in the left lane and stop to let me by, but I go, I can't see the other cars coming.
That's not how it works.
If I pull out there, I'm going to get hit. I tell my own son, never do that. Like, you got to be able to see both lanes. And I'm going, no, just go.
I bet it
You're
was
just
probably
killing everyone.
Who only drives, like, one size car.
Probably.
What a douchebag.
That's somebody who can only pull in forward.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.